Fairfield County is navigating yet again another student athlete death. 16-year-old Elliot Kropf was described as an excellent student, a talented hockey player, and so loved by the New Canaan community and the hockey community. Elliot died over the weekend after police say he was hit by a train, and it is not being looked at as a criminal investigation. And what's interesting about Elliot's story, which we're going to get into, is Elliot, if you look at his social media pages and you talk to people who knew him, he was a big supporter in nonprofit organizations like the HT40 Foundation, which created Shoulder Check, which specifically looks at supporting student athletes and building teams in Connecticut to check on each other and their mental health needs. And so I wanted to talk to Glenn Lungarini about this most recent case, but really the bigger picture, which is what is happening with our student athletes and what are we doing to help them if they are coping with or struggling to cope with mental health needs. So, Glenn, welcome back to the show. Executive Director of the CIAC. Are we seeing an uptick in recent years? I'm going to pinpoint the pandemic. Are we seeing more and more student athletes struggling with mental health, even taking their own lives?
Good morning, Melissa. I don't think it's just student athletes. We are seeing an epidemic of mental health challenges across the country with our school-age children, and not just at the high school level as well, where, you know, we often associate them with the teams that they play for. But, you know, we're seeing things in middle school levels as well. So this is an issue that spans well beyond the athletic fields and is something that we're looking at throughout our schools.
Certainly. But I'm curious, Glenn, from your professional standpoint with the CIAC, do you feel like student athletes are going through more than what student athletes went through even 10, 20 years ago? I mean, I grew up in the 90s and there was certainly pressure, but it feels like even athletes at the elementary level are under tremendous pressure from families, coaches, their districts. I don't know if you're seeing that.
The culture of sports with the, bringing in the aspects of the name, image, and likeness, money that is that we're seeing at certain levels of play, the evolution of private clubs, AAU clubs. I mean, that's very different, Melissa, from when, our generation and playing sports with local park and rec teams. So the pressure that exists, the thought that kids are all vying for Division I, scholarship and for big money in these NIL deals and contracts and the collectives that exist at college levels, absolutely, I think, plays into the pressure that we are seeing from kids and that sometimes, adults are putting on their kids as well.
And I just want to make something incredibly clear. Both Glenn and I are talking broadly. We are not talking about the New Canaan situation. My heart goes out to Elliot's family. And we don't know the situation at hand, but we're talking broadly about where student athletes might be struggling. So I just want to make that incredibly clear. Now, the CIAC, the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, this is a private, not-for-profit, 501c3 organization, and it really looks at high school athletic activities, and their work is to mitigate unsafe and abusive practices that were prevalent in high school sports in Connecticut. That's why it was formed in 1921, and it continues on today, really overseeing our high school sports across Connecticut. Glenn, what has been done, I would say, in the last few years to really address, for example, mental health needs of the average, high school athlete?
Yeah, one of the things that we think is also become a bigger challenge as, we get into this generation is, the way that kids communicate today, often they'll turn to online communications and profiles. So, to be able to see signs and warning symptoms of mental health, sometimes you have to look for different factors, different cues, different signs. So we did engage with the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services 2 years ago. We created a 3-hour training course that was issued by our athletic directors to all high school coaches, whether they're head coaches, volunteer coaches, assistant coaches, that takes them through training to look for certain signs and also things that they can do on a weekly basis in their practice to have these check-ins to be able to address and you know, look at the mental health aspect side for kids. The other thing we did, Melissa, last year, we worked with the Connecticut State Department of Education as well to create additional online resources for parents and create a one-pager information document that is issued to parents and student athletes at the beginning of every sports season, just to remind them of the resources available within our schools. And again, some of those key warning signs to look out for with kids, questions to ask them to try to dive a little bit into understanding where their kids are from a mental health perspective.
Glenn Lungarini, the executive director of the CIAC, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, just having more open dialogue with you, which is why I always love that you're always willing to come on the show and talk about these things, because we care, you care, the state cares about our student athletes. And right now in these times of just unbelievable tragedy that's hard to even swallow and process, like the loss we just saw in New Canaan, we need leadership, and we so appreciate the leadership that you have at the CIAC. You know, I'm curious, have you heard of Shoulder Check, the campaign that was created by Rob Thorson in honor of his son Hayden, who passed away in 2022, the hockey player in Darien?
We did not hear a Shoulder Check. I haven't heard of, you know, coming out of obviously the tragic incident with Elliot here and his support of that foundation, you know, that came to an understanding with us. We have partnered in the past with a group called Lax to Live, who has been throughout Fairfield County at lacrosse games, promoting mental health as well and suicide prevention. So that's one of the organizations we do partner with. But Shoulder Check was something new that we learned about through this tragedy.
Yeah, so this is a really cool, I will say, organization. I've been working with them since Hayden's passing on WICC. It does have a hockey focus, but actually they've broadened it where it's basically any contact sport. It's the idea of checking in on teammates, and it's a really cool campaign. Do you mind if I send you all the info on that? Because I think it'd be awesome if the state was able to adopt something like this, because it's that idea of again, balancing mental health check-ins, normalizing the conversation for athletes, but trying to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that'd be great to share that if you have it. And as you said, I think the key in what you just said is we need to normalize the conversations. And that's been the big effort that we've had over the past couple of years, is what programming can we put in place to make it normal, you know, to have conversations, to have check-ins, and to make sure that our kids are okay.
Glenn Lungarini, again, I want to thank you so much as the executive director of the CIAC for joining us on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Melissa. Talk to you soon.